Good morning, everyone. I need to speak to you about coronavirus and COVID-19. For the past few weeks, the government and our public service have been focused on dealing with the impact of this virus. In that time, we've taken several important and unprecedented measures to protect public health. We've been preparing for all eventualities. Yesterday, the World Health Organization formally described it as pandemic, and the European Centre for Disease Prevention and Control, the ECDC, updated its guidelines, advising us all to act early to be effective. Our own National Public Health Emergency Team met last night and has issued new advice to government. We're acting on that advice today. There will be many more cases. More people will get sick, and unfortunately we must face the tragic reality that some people will die. The virus is all over the world. It will continue to spread, but it can be slowed. Its impact can be reduced, making it easier for our health service to cope and giving our scientists more time to develop better testing, treatments and a vaccine. It's important to recall that the disease effects will be mild for the majority of people, especially the young and healthy. But we know that older people and those with a chronic illness are at real risk, and we have a duty as a society to protect ourselves and above all to protect others, our parents and grandparents, our family and friends, our co-workers and neighbours. We have not witnessed a pandemic of this nature in living memory, and this is uncharted territory for us. We said we would take the right actions at the right time, and we have to move now to have the greatest impact. So from 6 p.m. today, the following measures are being put in place, and they will stay in place until the 29th of March. Schools, colleges and childcare facilities will close from tomorrow. Where possible, teaching will be done online or remotely. Cultural institutions will close as well. Our advice is that all indoor mass gatherings of more than 100 people and outdoor mass gatherings of more than 500 people should be cancelled. Arrangements are being made to ensure that everyone entering Ireland through ports and airports is fully informed and self-isolates if they develop symptoms. You should continue to go to work if you can, but where possible, you should work from home. And in order to reduce unnecessary face-to-face interaction in the workplace, break times and working times should be staggered, and meetings done remotely or by phone. Public transport will continue to operate. The shops will remain open, and we have plans to ensure that supply chains will not be interrupted. We need public and businesses to take a sensible, level-headed and responsible approach during this difficult time. Restaurants, cafes and other businesses can stay open, but should look at ways they can implement public health advice on social distancing. And as a general rule, outside of work, people should seek to reduce social interactions as much as possible. You can all play your part by hand washing, coughing and sneezing into your elbow or a tissue, and seeking medical advice if you develop symptoms. This is now more important than ever. The Cabinet will meet later today. Opposition party leaders and counterparts in Northern Ireland and Britain will be briefed. In the period ahead, the government will deploy all of the resources we can muster, human and financial, to tackle this threat head on. Those resources are extensive, but not unlimited. Our healthcare workers have been at the forefront of this crisis since it started, and they will be at the front line of the crisis in the time ahead. We must do all that we can to help them so they can help those who need the help the most. I know that some of this is coming as a real shock, and it's going to involve big changes in the way we live our lives. And I know that I'm asking people to make enormous sacrifices, but we're doing it for each other. Together we can slow the virus in its tracks and push it back. Acting together as one nation, we can save many lives. Our economy will suffer, but it will bounce back. Lost time in school or college will be recovered, and in time, our lives will go back to normal. Above all, we all need to look out for each other. Ireland is a great nation. We're a great people. We've experienced hardship and struggle before. We've overcome many trials in the past with our determination and our spirit. And once again, we will prevail. Thank you very much.
Tisha, your reaction to the people who are self-employed in the country.
Tisha, your reaction to Donald Trump's travel ban, Tisha, how's it going to affect Ireland?
So the Taoiseach there concluding a statement. He's not taking any questions, as you can see, but there will be a news conference. Well, it was due to start around now from government buildings.